Dublin is such a feature in your music, doesn't it?
It is. It is. You know, I think you'd, to be honest with you, like the way I see it is, you know, you'd have to be quite ignorant of Dublin to not be inspired by it somewhere. You know, mm-hmm. It's a very inspiring place. You know, I think it's haunted by incredible writers. You know, yeah. Everywhere you go, there's statues and monuments to Behan and Joyce and Kavanagh, and I found it very inspiring. I think we all sort of we really sort of imagined that we were living in a different time as well in Ireland. You know, we had a very romantic vision of it. Like, you know, and we walked down Raglan Road. Yeah. Singing Raglan Road, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Carlos, you said, when I talk about overnight success, it is overnight success, but you said the year after the first album, Doggerel, which is the poetry we all know from, I think it originated in Dublin. What was that year like, Carlos?
That year was mad, Joe.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over the world, travelling all over the place, coming back to Dublin for a couple of days a month, and we saw a lot of the world, and at the same time, we didn't see any of it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was a year that really, it took so much of our time that it made us realize that we needed to write more music. So any little bit of free time that we had, we spent it together writing music. And that's how we wrote this other album. We wrote it last summer in between festivals. We probably had about 5 festivals every week, and we had 2 days to work on tunes.